Sir Robert touched a remote relay. The mine spotlight went off. The projector went on. The view of the Imperial City just before the cataclysm leaped up over the platform. There, as though in visual sight, lay the moving, brilliantly etched ramparts of mighty Cyclo. Few of the emissaries had ever seen full pictures of it. It would have been worth their lives ever to have set foot in the place. But they recognized the domes of the palace from Cyclo seals. Just seeing Cyclo was an experience. And then the catastrophe rolled on. They held their breaths. Never had such widespread, violent disaster met their gaze. Cyclo, engulfed in a hellish, molten death, before their staring eyes, turned into a scorching, blazing sun. The picture went off. The mine spotlight did not come on. Sir Robert's voice battered them from the dark.
Think of the oppression of Cyclo! Think of how it altered every part of the lives of nations! Think of what its tyranny has done! And realize now it is over and ended! Finished forever! You owe this man...
The mine spotlight hit Johnny.
A huge debt for freeing you from a monster!
The emissaries were not accustomed to fear. They felt afraid. Sir Robert bored on. He had discarded Johnny's orders. He felt too strongly himself, and he hated these pitiless lords who had possibly ended Scotland.
You have seen what he can do to such a planet as Cyclo. Now, I am going to show you what else he can do!
Sir Robert killed the mine spotlight. He hit the projector remote. The complete sequence of the Tolnep moon came on. They had viewed bits of this before, but they had not seen the whole finish of that moon, for it had been taken after the fight with Schleim. Before them, the moon began to crumble and pucker in. The great ship that had tried to escape was eaten up before their eyes once more. And then the views from the Tolnep mountaintop came on. Johnny, too, had not seen these. Unless one looked hard, the moon seemed to be turning into gas. And then the gas began to liquefy in the intense cold of space. The scenes of the piece of scrap iron falling in had a part in it Johnny had not seen. Just before it entered the surface of the moon, a tongue of lightning roared at it. For an instant, it went red hot, and then, striking the liquefying gas, crumbled as it visibly drifted down to the still fluid core. That moon was now a ball, not just of gas, but of uncountable quintillions of megavolts of electricity. The separation of atoms had generated enormous charge, but there being no oxygen and no second pole to cause flow, the intense cold of space had frozen the resulting electricity. Johnny realized this was how Cyclo fuel worked, but it had no heavy metal in it, only the more base metals. And that moon would kill any ship that came near it, not by disintegration, but by huge, powerful charges of electricity. Ah, there came a meteor. Lightning flashed out and melted it. The emissaries had seen a planet roar into the heat of a sun. Now they were seeing a moon vanish and then congeal into a cold, deadly, frigid mass of destruction. Sir Robert's voice went into them like shockwaves.
He can do that to your home planet at will!
Had he hit them with a stun gun, he could not have produced a more frozen effect.
And there is nothing you can do to stop it!
Johnny had not planned it this strong, but Sir Robert was getting his revenge. The mine spotlight hit Johnny.